tin jar and put a dollar. This is completely off topic. Yes. We're not talking about
one of the coming on topic. How do you in workshops, I find it quite useful to go from self-study to pair work to then back into group work and then cycle that. I find that that's a bit of a challenge to do in Zoom meeting where you don't have the, hey, quick, let's just get to your left.
How many workshops do you have like that? Yes, there are good workshops and they take a lot of preparation to get those workshops together, but they're not the ones that happen every week. They're the ones that might happen every 3 months, 6 months, or a year, depending on what kind of work you're doing. And they take a lot of prep. I would argue with the new technology, with going into the different electronic rooms I have now, and I must say, I'm not an expert at these things. I've never had a meeting where we've divided up the conference into separate rooms. But there are techniques of getting, we just need to learn what they are and what works best and what doesn't work, I think.
Yes, it is a matter of getting the right tools, but I would say just because we don't use something every single day doesn't mean, well, we now get rid of it. There's a reason why we have been doing them for so long and why we do still occasionally bring them out and use those techniques is because they work and they are productive and they do produce results.
I could challenge that. They do provide a great deal of theatre, right? There is no doubt about that. Everyone feels they were involved and that theatrical involvement, engagement, they played a role, they participated. And I'd also say that actually in most of those meetings, a great majority don't participate. It's sort of like the packing pellets there. They're roaming around, they pick up a few things. And it's generally, you know, about 30-40% that do most of the work there. And but yet everyone else was in the room, so, you know, it's all meant to be a good thing. So are they something we want to keep going? Or should we put subjective to a little scrutiny here? It's just, now that we have alternatives, and now that we have ways of measuring output and see who does say things and who doesn't, maybe we should let that one go, or just give it some careful redesign and get the most out of it.
Well, I would say those foam peanuts are very much a part of the meeting to keep everyone else together and corralled.
I don't know what kind of meetings you're having with foam peanuts. But anyway.
So they're the packing that Andrew was relating to.
And
there is that idea, as you said, of theatre as well, that people don't come to work just to be bored out of their minds. You find that people are far more productive and engaged if you can entertain them as part of the workshop.
You're going to a romantic view of what a business analyst is.
Yeah. Romantic from heart.
That we all have to put up with deadlines that had to be last week and getting us information out as quick as we can. Those kind of wonderful workshops, I love doing them, I must say. And they take a lot of prep, but they don't happen. And I don't think this whole thing will stop those workshops as soon as we're allowed back on the streets. We will continue to have those kind of workshops. I'm definitely of the middle ground saying the right thing, the right purpose, and the right time, and the right thing.
And I'm glad you say, as soon as we're allowed back on the streets, we will go back to having those workshops where we can all, as you say, I'm a romantic, looking lovely into my stakeholders' eyes.
You'll talk to a project manager and say, no, we don't have time to get all those people together anymore. Just do a Zoom meeting.
That's right. And some of those people, they've got to drive for an hour or two to get there. And
overnight flights come from different countries.
That's it. And so where it would change would say you'd still have it, but you'd book it 2 or 3 months in advance because you've got everyone there, and you would make a day of it, right? You'd make a day of it, and you'd have lunch, and you would actually camp it up.
Probably in a resort.
You don't have 2 or 3 months
on a beach somewhere. Something.
If you finished your project within 6 months, the world has passed you by, and the next project is on high.
Yeah. And you just can't get that big room that you need where everyone can get to it for at least 3 weeks, right?
Exactly. Without senior manager booking it over the top of you. Exactly right.
Yeah, well, that's, we haven't even got to that part. Well, they just take it up under you. That's right. That's true.
Within the 2 or 3 weeks, great. But you can't be 3 months away to do this meeting. The whole world's passed you by and the next great product's already on the shelf.
I think that we're going to get used to this thing. And I think there'll be whole books written. I was thinking of Gottlieb, the one that wrote the seminal book on collaboration with business analyst Gottlieb, and I think the name is. Wonderful book. There'll be people churning out books for doing this over Zoom anytime soon.
And there's a great way for me to plug my book to the business analysis. In the Workplace by Glynn.
By Glynn. Business analysis.
This is the one that you're going to write? When is this going to be out?
And look, I hope you're paying attention. That's right. He's probably writing it now. He's probably scrabbling down our ideas and putting it into his book. I imagine that's exactly what's going on.
Sorry, my ideas would be meant to my book.
And we're just going to change, and we'll look back. We'll look back on the days when everyone worked in the agile office and all sat around their little inner cubes and whatever, and worked away and met in meeting rooms and things. And it's going to look Dickensian.
I do like a war room. I do like a war room, and I like post-it notes and drawings all around the walls. I mean, even without COVID, I haven't had that in a while. But it's this great atmosphere to work.
But it's rare. It's rare. Nowadays, we don't all get to work on one project all the time like that with a bunch of people. It's rare. Now we are multitask. We're split across so many things, and we have to form quickly. You know, it's like we're being sliced into pieces, and we have to form. And this is where
the I'm not used to being a pool VA and focusing on anything that's on the desk at the time. I'm used to being focused on
Know, I'm regularly working on 7 to 9 projects at a time, but it's being there with the people.
Yeah, so there's a saying, jack of all trades, that comes to mind there.
No, but these are projects that are aligned to my skill set.
The war rooms have moved online too, right? They've gone into Confluence sites, they've gone into SharePoint sites, they're going into the collaborative sites, and that's what's still happening.
You are right. I keep getting Confluence and God forbid SharePoint, but Confluence and things like that, they are like war rooms. You're right.
I don't know, but my personal way I work with, we've all been in this COVID lockdown and unable to go out and meet a lot of people. And on Monday, I got out and I was actually with 2 of my stakeholders in their office, and I got so much personal satisfaction out of that. I would have paid to go on to work for that day.
What about them? How do they feel about it?
Exactly.
Well, I could tell by the glazed look on their eyes that they're absolutely loving it.
They're wrapped in every word
We'll just have to take your word for it.
We're out to have some laughs and socialize. And then afterwards, we're out to have a post-meeting catch-up with, and so say, well, that was good. Well, hold on, but here's something I've just thought of, etc. And that's something, once a Zoom meeting finishes, bang, everyone's gone, that's it, no more. But when it was a personal meeting,
they're in the next meeting,
post catch up.
When I was pretending to study these things, that was called bandwidth of communication. Personal communication, being in the same, is the highest bandwidth of communication you can have. And some things I might think of, but and then Zoom and everything's decreased in the matter. The more you reduce, the less communication you can do. I can't see any of your hands. I can't see any of your side looks or what you're looking at on the table with, and that's all information you take into account when you're actually in a personal situation. And even though that's not tangible, it's extremely important. But once again, it's just getting around that and compensating for it on an online situation.
And the metrics too. You could have three of those, or you could have six of the online ones. And you've got to choose, right? Where and when is it worth to spend that time and add that effort to get that sort of bandwidth when you can probably get a tenth of the time and effort.
Are we looking for quantity over quality?
It is not one or the other, Glenn. It's what makes sense for what you're doing and what resources you have.
I'm not saying it's one or the other. You could have much quantity with quality as well. But at times, it is saying that, I was able to get six meetings in instead of three meetings, therefore I've done really well. No, we'll look at the quality of those meetings.
I think we are looking at the quality. We're getting a lot done. We're meeting a lot of people and we're getting a lot of input, and it is better. It is, I think if we could just circle back for a second, more productive. It is
productive.
I must admit that
actually we've been in this full online situation for a very short time. So I'm very interested in the politics that stretch out from this. I mean, maybe it's a false sense of security that we're getting a lot of stuff done in this 3 months that we've been, what is it, 3 months now?
I think I could be being a little naive when I think that people actually care about productivity, right? That's part of it here.
What I'm saying is the productivity real, because you might be getting the things in, the things might get built and stuff like that, but I'm talking about trust and the politics and the success over time.
Let's not say the word politics, let's say what you mean when you say the word politics. No, because there's too often people
go, I'll get rid of the word trust. Yeah. Have you built trust? Are those projects not coming back and saying, we never really felt that this is what we want, or we weren't properly engaged, right, or we didn't feel that we had enough time, that might be worse. And we've only had 3 months of this, and we don't know what the outcome, the success is.
To suggest that we all had to look into each other's eyes to build that trust, or that they were going to just turn on you.
That is a crossover simplification of my argument, thank you very much.
Yes.
But I think that this is very early days, is my point. Very early days.
It's true. It is. What are we? 3 months in, really? Three or 4 months in, and while as you know, you're right. It is short time, I suppose. I'm just personally very, very pleased, and dare I say it, my agent's age, a little excited by the fact that things can be done so well and happen so well in a way that haven't happened in the past, and so it's a point that we should be on our guard for the kickback, for the twisting of it, to see that it's not unknown that things like that happen. And I think it's a good point that we be on the guard on what's watching out for that.
Yes, and you looked at why we have done things in them face to face in the past, but leaving out government. Okay, the large corporations, they're in it to make money for their shareholders. And they do not send people off to do things interstate unnecessarily, usually. It is done, but not usually. And so up to COVID, there was certainly thousands of people, or tens of thousands of people every day, traveling from Sydney to Melbourne, Sydney, and all over Australia and all over the world to meet in person.
Yes, people thought that was the best way to do it. Even the people who were doing the traveling thought that was the best way to do it. Until we're all forced into a situation where we had to do it a different way. I think that's not an argument that really supports itself. Just because people did it that way doesn't mean it was the best way to do it.
So it'll be interesting, once we can travel again, how many people go back to actually saying, I'd better catch on jump on a plane and go and see someone and talk to them personally, rather than staying in the office and doing a Zoom meeting.
Don't invest in airlines is my tip. I mean, yes, it'll recover, but not as much as you might think, because companies will just, it's just like the fact that companies say, hey, we don't actually have to have all this floor space here. We can have our employees working at home. And they'll say, we don't have to be spending all this money on flights and accommodation. We'll just have them stay up at their own expense overnight at their own homes to communicate with the international office. I'm not saying that's good.
Yes. And for many things like technical people, working from home is a far better thing to do for the company. Not necessarily a far better thing for the people themselves, because they're missing out on the work culture and meeting new people, etc., and expanding their horizons. So they may see that I have a better work-life balance because I don't have to spend an hour and a half going to work and an hour and a half
going forward, we'll have more choice. We'll have more choice. We'll have the ones, as Glenn, as you're pointing out, where they will have the opportunities to go into the office. And there are those people who will want that and go with that. And I think going forward, companies, other companies will say, you know, we actually only come in one day a week, or we all work remotely. And then the employees will self-select. They'll say, what sort of the culture do I want to be part of? Is it which one of these is important for me? So it's be great to see that we'll have more variety, greater choices on both sides, both employers and employees, and people will gradually, you know, shuffle their way across to the ones that work for them. Just like some people like to work for big companies or small companies or companies that are situated in this city or that city or whatever, they will move into companies that are more remote or companies that, you know, believe more in being in the office together. And that will just sort itself out probably quite quickly, as it is possible to go back to offices in the next few months, maybe. Then people will then fall into those camps. Maybe it'll take a year to change jobs, to switch around. But there'll certainly be a great deal more on offer than there was in the past with respect to working remotely.
Yes, and I think it's the type of job you're doing that will determine that. And I think my argument has been that for business analysis, our type of job is with the people themselves. It'll be interesting once all this settles down. How many business analysts will actually be saying, well, I can't meet the office. Can I come to your house and meet with you?
Very few, I
think. Oh, that's throwing the cat amongst the pigeons, isn't it?
Well, yes. Oh. Yeah. Mm. Come into my office.
Like, you're thinking about an Asimov book. Asimov wrote a book of a world where no one actually meant everything. Everything was on the line. And you had to, it's kind of like a, he didn't have that word, but it's kind of like a hologram. So everyone had a hologram of each other. No, actually, person to person meeting. It was very offensive to actually turn up in person anyway. I'm wondering if we're slowly heading down that. I keep all the way through this 3 months, I've been thinking of that. I'll find out which book that is that has topic.
Yes. So all of a sudden you'll find me on your doorstep.
And I'll be very
meet
offended.
Meet you personally, say hello to your wife and your children and your dog, and say, right, now let's spend an hour talking about this, and then I'll be on my way.
If you come around to play place, I'll be showing you my cupcakes and lemons. But anyway. I think that's.
I think this might be coming to an end. We're coming up to an hour, but I still think we've got a couple more months or years to see how things play out. But people have been doing this this kind of activity, remote work, for years now. In industries, this has just pushed everyone into it. So, I mean, it does work. It's just, we've all had to adapt to different ways of doing things. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next few months to years.
Yeah. And it's going to be interesting to see what we fall back into and what we evolve into.
Yes, yeah, and how many different we's there are. There's we that do this, we that do that. And we're just going to, we'll be able to choose which group we choose to be part of as we go forward.
Royal we's. I think. Well, nice chatting with you guys.
Yeah, no, thank you. That was good. Yes, so thank you.
Looking forward to the next one. Thank you.